The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
So this morning, a 15-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy are being held at the Douglas County Youth Center. They're accused of murder. A warrant is out for a 13. Police are looking for an 18-year-old accused of first-degree murder and robbery. Investigators believe that these three took part in the killing of 21-year-old Brandon White. It happened in the parking lot of McMillan Magnet School, 39th and Reddick, on Wednesday night. There's going to be a prayer walk held tonight for Brandon White at 6:30 at the scene of the crime. And a missing man's body has been recovered at Conagra Lake. Officials say it was recovered yesterday morning at about 12 hours after he disappeared. So about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, divers searched deep into the night to find the unidentified man. He was found after sonar was used. And now they're working to identify the man.
Wow.
Yeah, they had to use all sorts of...
Like a boat?
Yeah.
Fish finder?
That thing's only 19 feet deep in the deepest part.
Oh, it is? Okay. All right.
You know, they're saying right around the fountain, it's about 19 feet.
Okay.
But don't swim in it.
No
swimming. If you're making Memorial Day plans, you may want to skip the Elkhorn River. The Papio, Missouri River Natural Resource District has said that access sites will likely remain closed through next Monday. So the river at Waterloo is down to 3 feet from Sunday, but it's still about a foot and a half too high to be considered
safe. People are still going to get on it, so...
Be careful.
You're going to hear Tuesday the rescue stories.
Right. Oh, yeah. But you've been warned. And NASA has named the Homestead National Monument of America in Beatrice as one of the official NASA broadcast sites for that upcoming total solar eclipse that's happening August 21st. Uh-huh. Nebraska is like one of the best places in the world and in the country to watch the solar eclipse happen.
All the star geeks, the star watchers, the groups and clubs and all that head out to Valentine every year to watch the stars.
Now, is this, she's saying, where would you say, Beatrice?
This is Beatrice. It's the Homestead National Monument of America. And I guess NASA has proclaimed it one of the official broadcast sites. So they've got different broadcast sites throughout the country so they can track the eclipse as it happens, you know, as the world turns. And then Beatrice has been chosen as one of them.
When was the last one? Their last eclipse.
The last total eclipse that we were able to see here. It's been a while. This is going to be, because, you know, sometimes they happen, but they're in different parts. We're in the wrong side of the world to see it. But this is like a big deal. People have been planning for this for a while.
So August 21st, and then what time does it happen? Monday.
Yeah, it's a Monday, and it happens like in the early afternoon, like late morning, early afternoon. So, I mean, it's a pretty small, specific window. People are making a weekend out of it, and then, you know, they watch that. So on the day of the eclipse, NASA TV is going to broadcast from Beatrice, and there are several locations featured in the broadcast, but this is the only one in Nebraska.
If you look at the map, we're lucky. The belt imagine it's a belt.
Okay.
And it goes right across the country, and we're one of, maybe eight states.
They get to see
that it goes right over.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the dead center point of when it rolls over Nebraska.
People have been,
doesn't even look like Iowa. You get any.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, you're so mean.
Well, I don't know. I mean, isn't it an eclipse to everyone in the world? I guess I don't understand. That's just probably the best version of it.
Maybe that's the best visibility.
That's the dot that's covering the sun.
Yeah.
Will be directly over us.
Yes.
The moon.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Will be perfectly lined up. So the moon will be between us and the sun. And so it'll be a total occlusion, or I can't remember what the word is. But that's...
Nothing I can say. Total eclipse of the sun. We all know the song. Hell, it was Molly's wedding dance song.
There's a dollar dance song. Yeah.
Turn around.
Well, because, you know, our love is like a fire keg. I mean, Peter and I, yeah. you know, burning up the dark. So well, there you go.
Totally. Hopefully it's not a cloudy day. That would be a...
I know. That's the thing. Yeah, you're like, okay, and now, meteorologists, we need to order ourselves up some clear, clear skies. Creighton is staying in the winner's bracket of the Big East tournament. They beat Seton Hall during yesterday's opener. So now they go on. Tomorrow night's second game is about 6:30. They're going to play Xavier. So TD Ameritrade Park is hosting the whole tournament. St. John's and Seton Hall play an elimination game tomorrow afternoon. And then top-seeded Nebraska is going to play Iowa today. That's who won out yesterday in yesterday's match. So Nebraska-Iowa, that'll be a cool matchup. Second round of the Big Ten tournament. Hawkeyes beat Maryland yesterday. So
Molly,
Nebraska,
did you say Creighton was playing tomorrow? It's today.
Oh, is it today?
It's today.
Creighton. Creighton played last night and won.
I thought you were saying the next game.
I thought the next game is tomorrow night.
No, okay. It's tonight.
No, it's tonight. Okay, great. Okay. Thank you.
Xavier at versus Creighton at 6:30.
Okay,
so
cool.
The early game is St. John's Seton Hall, 2:30. The second game, 6:30, Xavier Creighton.
Okay, they're not going to sing out.
Fast. Yeah, wow. Okay, there you go. So tonight's second round game, Xavier. So this is our chance to take the bracket and move on to the next.
And then Nebraska-Iowa at 12:30. Anywhere around the TV, you flip around. It's actually exciting baseball to watch. Like most people probably don't watch college baseball during the regular season. I don't. But this is kind of neat stuff to watch. Like you're flipping up and down the dial and you'd be like, oh, there's Florida. Because everybody's getting into their tournament time and you're thinking, geez, these guys are probably going to be up here. So it's kind of fun to kind of start checking seedings and being like, well, those powerhouse teams.
Yeah.
Because this is when they're doing those clinch time stories that we hear during the College World Series. Because we definitely in Omaha all pay attention, at least during the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they keep going the road to Omaha. Here's how they got here. And it's amazing runs that are beginning right now to get here. There'll be teams where you'll hear the story. They had to win their conference tournament.
Yeah.
They were the lowest seed, and they won their conference tournament, and then they, Cinderella story, won a regional and a super regional.
I'm telling you, man, the road to Omaha is such an inspired road by these players. I have a friend that played for Florida State, and he said every year there would be a clock, a little calendar. They'd count down every day, and every day they'd run a mile to get there, however many miles it took to run to get to Omaha. So, yeah, it's like, wow, this is a big time. It's double elimination, these tournaments, too, by the way, this weekend. So go Creighton and go Huskers, both of you.
Well, and another good Omaha does good. The Pittsburgh Penguins headed back to the Stanley Cup Final.
Man, that's a late game.
Double overtime. That's like
that's the first time in
little kids dream of playing a game seven. You know, double overtime. Chris Kunitz was the study. Got two goals for the Penguins last night. So the Stanley Cup Final will be Nashville and the Pittsburgh Penguins starting Monday.
Come on,
so they get the weekend off at least.
Yeah, that's
nice. Millions of people are going to be jamming the highways this Memorial Day weekend. Kick off the unofficial summer. AAA says over 39 million people are expected to travel more than 50 miles this weekend. Most of them going to be driving. It's expected to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2005. About a million more people on the road because of, the economy's chugging along.
And that cheap gas, right? It's been good for so long.
Yeah, gas is going to be a little bit more this year, though.
It's a little higher, but it's still great. I mean, I remember in the... mid-2000s, or it had to have been early 2000s. I was still working in Lincoln.
$4 a gallon.
And it was Memorial Day weekend, and I'm in Lincoln.
Yeah.
And hearing guys at work saying, I think I'm just going to stay put. There's a barbecue in Omaha, but I can't afford to make it up there. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, right. Good.
Obviously, it wasn't people making a ton of cash, but I absolutely remember that moment of thinking, geez, like it's too pricey to drive from Lincoln to Omaha because of gas at the time.
That had
to
have been like...
maybe 03, 02, 03.
Yeah, because the gas, that was during the height of like where we were getting, gas in Omaha was like $4 a gallon. I mean, pull up and you're like, are you nuts?
Yeah, it was gas worthy.
Yeah.
You could tell that to your friends. Like, you know what, bro? I just don't think you're gas worthy. I mean, it's like the Elaine from Seinfeld bit. Like when people wanted you to come over, you're like, okay, tell me what's going to happen first.
Because
I don't even want to start my car. It's too expensive.
Remember you just throwing a $20 or even a $10 worth of gas and that would have got you somewhere.
Oh,
but
yeah.
During that time, you're like, oh my God, $50, $60, $70 tanks. You're like,
I remember I had just moved back to Omaha and, you know, the prices for gas like spiked. And so I was like, forget it. I'll just take the bus. And I remember I was waiting for the bus and somebody's like, oh, you can't drive. Like, you can't. Oh, I was like, no, I just, who can pay $4
like,
a gallon?
No, I'm just poor.
I'm just poor.
They're like, oh my God, Molly, are you a bus person?
It's just this one time, I swear.
Well, because the bus was right behind. That's when I lived at the Colbert down there on like 40th and Farnham. And it was like the bus went right there to my office job.
I know. Little old Molly used to live. People would be like, why do you live there? Now people are like, oh my God, you live there? You live in the Colbert? You live across the street from that Blackstone district?
I know. And at that point, it was like, hey, lady. I mean, seriously, I remember coming home at night, parking my car, and somebody tapping on my door like, do you have any money or food? I'd be like, I have food. I mean,
it's
please don't rob
Midtown,
me.
Midtown, man. That's the grittiness, the earthiness of Midtown.
Earthiness, that's it.
I loved it.
It's a hot zip code, but sure, you might get stabbed with a can opener.
Hey, you're nothing personal, Jeff.
I want your soup. Well, if you're trying to lose weight, you may want to eat some spicy peppers. They say that capsaicin, what is it? How do you say that?
Capsaicin or something?
Capsaicin, yeah.
I don't know.
It's found in chili peppers. It's basically the secret spicy ingredient. You know, there's always that scale, that capsaicin scale. And basically the rule is the smaller the pepper, the hotter the heat. Well, I guess that can help combat obesity.
How?
By preventing gut inflammation and insulin resistance. Who knew, man? There's the spiciness of peppers. I knew that they had like magical properties, the heat in peppers. People use them a lot when you're like sick. You know, people be like, oh man, just eat a jalapeno or whatever. But peppers have different amounts of this, you know, spicy ingredient.
Now, and why are people that eat like spicy Taco Bell all the time really fat?
Yeah.
Well, that's not real food. I mean, I think if you actually ate, like, hey, listen.
Taco Bell would say that's real food. So.
I am a Taco Bell supporter, but I'm just saying it's not the same as, like, fresh salsa. Come, you know, cut up fresh from, you know, garden vegetables. Hottest pepper is the ghost pepper.
Yeah.
But you should probably stick to chilies. Ghost pepper is so hot, it landed people daring enough to eat it in the hospital.
That was a trend.
That was a trend.
Like, a year ago, they were putting it in all the fast food. You'd hear ads, ghost pepper with ghost pepper.
Right, cheese or ghost pepper or mayonnaise.
I'm like, is it really ghost pepper or are they just...
No.
People are obsessed with the idea of it being hot.
Yeah.
That would be the draw.
And it was the ghost pepper. You had to wear... People were wearing... You'd have to wear
ghost peppers
rubber gloves.
Are insane. I mean, you'd have to be absolutely... I mean, I like spicy food, but a ghost pepper, and that, again, it's really tiny. And so you're like, oh, look at you. Aren't you just adorable? Just to give you a tip, like, okay, so would you consider a jalapeno pepper kind of spicy?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's about 2,500 of these, 2,500 of those, like, you know, spicy
pepper,
ingredients.
Huh?
Yeah. No, though, that's a jalapeno. So it has 2,500 of these SHUs, which is the spicy ingredient. That's the jalapeno, 2,500. A ghost pepper is 1,000,000.
That's
the difference in scale. I mean, you're going from, let's say you even go up to a cayenne pepper where you're like, woo, cayenne pepper, that's 30,000 of these heat units. And then a ghost pepper is 1,000,000. So stay away.
But people eat it for, I guess they like that. I've just
competitions
never understood.
Or something.
Oh, Larry Bear used to eat it all the time. He used to be like, you know, I'd be like, eat this ghost pepper. And he'd pop in his mouth and chew it up. Ooh. But now he did it so many times. It's a friend of ours that he can't even eat spicy food anymore. It's like destroyed the inner wall of his stomach.
I've just never been a pepper person, so I guess I don't understand it. But I always wondered, like, all right, so why is a pepper so hot? Is that a defense mechanism? You know how everything in nature is amazing?
Yeah.
It's like a flower that has taught animals not to eat it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's probably the idea, the ghost
pepper? Probably. Wow.
I don't know.
Animals have bit it, spit it out, and they're like, whoa, that thing's too hot.
Yes.
I don't know if plants quite have, I know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know if plants quite have that adaptive, like if they do
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely
they do. Yeah.
But I wonder, like in this case, if it's just a natural evolution of this naturally occurring ingredient. You know, like you'll look at like alliums, which are like garlic and onions and things like that. And there's just different breeds. I mean, there's different spiciness. Like a leek on an allium scale is like really mild, but then you'll get like a really stinky onion and you're like, yeesh. So I don't know. But like these ghost peppers, there's also this Boots Jakali chili. And again, that's like a 1 million Scoville heat units. I'm like, who even tries to eat these things? I've heard of Scotch bonnets, and those are 100,000.
I like jalapenos, though. You don't want pizza and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm not going any further than that.
Big party is impervious to, I think, 6 or 7 kinds of pepper spray.
Oh, no.
Are you not? Mace, from his single days.
Oh, no.
I can handle pepper
you
spray.
You just grew an intolerance to constantly get...
First, the screaming was screaming and the crying and the snot running out of my nose was awful. But I curbed that. I curbed the screaming. Still a lot of crying.
A lot
it was
of
your
crying.
Screaming is what we're saying.
Tears
right.
No,
the
it
was
my screaming. Yeah.
Tears on the inside.
Yeah.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I do have a can of Bear Mace. Dude, we need to break that out.
No.
I
have
mine. Have a Bear Mace penalty.
I just dug out mine actually too because I wanted to see if it's expired. Don't know. I need to look at it, but I mean, I don't.
Because we all watched that video, that bear attacking that guy with the bow.
Yes.
God, that's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And even though we live in Omaha, Nebraska, we went and thought, is my Bear Mace still valid?
Hey, you never know. You never know.
You would hate to spray that in Grizzly's face, and he gives you a look like it's expired, dude.
The Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now.
Channel.
941.com.
That game last night, I felt like I lost hair. We're talking about the hockey game. Sorry. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Penguins game last night. That was a great game. How long has it been since it's been a game in overtime, double overtime, in seventh game.
It's a record this year, the amount of overtime games. All the games have gone overtime. So the poor Penguins have got to be just exhausted.
Yeah.
7-game series, back-to-back, these endless overtimes. So they're playing Nashville. So Monday it'll be Nashville and Pittsburgh Penguins. Thank God the Penguins made it because it would have been a whopping 0 ratings if it would have been Ottawa and Nashville.
Oh, gosh.
That bad, you think?
Oh, people love to say all the time, everybody, no one cares about hockey. But I mean, I don't think the interest would be very high. But Nashville's like new, so they're going to get like the country fans, and they're really plucky and likable, like everyone. It's an easy bandwagon team to get on board, the Nashville Predators. They've never made it past the second round, and now they'll be playing for the Stanley Cup. So they're going to go crazy down in Nashville. And then Pittsburgh's the defending Stanley Cup. They got the greatest guy in the National Hockey League, Sidney Crosby. So it's good stories. I think if it was Ottawa... Canada? I mean, it'd be big for them.
Yeah, it'd be big for them, but we wouldn't care.
Up there, but...
You know.
So this is like total USA, like poor Canadians, because it's both... I think both the coaches are American and both teams American.
Well, last night you shot me a text and said last night Ottawa had a Lincoln Star guy.
It did.
That star, and I instantly was like...
Ugh. Ryan Zingle played 2 years for the Lincoln Stars, and he scored the game-tying goal to push it to overtime.
That was a fun game, man.
It was great. Well, it was a boring first period because both teams were just playing clutch.
Yeah.
They just play this dump and chase kind of hockey. It's like, man, if you're new to it and you're watching, you're just like, ugh.
But it went fast.
But then the goals were bang, bang.
Yeah.
Back and forth. And then it went to double overtime. So basically, hockey's usually 3 periods. It was 5 periods.
Okay, so when
and it looked like it was headed for a third.
When does shootoffs happen?
Never does.
It never does in the playoffs?
Shootouts don't happen in... Don't happen when you get to the playoffs. It goes until sudden death, till somebody scores a goal.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. People were asking me. I'm like, I have no idea. So I tried looking it up, but then I was trying to focus on the hockey match. Yeah, it was good. I'm happy for our guy, G-Spot, and all the other guys on the team. G-Spot, man.
It's not really sticking.
It's not. No. Why is that not sticking?
He's like, I really would appreciate it if you would stop trying to make fetch happen.
He's like, G-Shot. Genzo, come on.
G-Shot, I mean.
It's more like, I think.
G-Man.
The right nickname for Jake Genzel it would be something not necessarily related to him scoring, even though he's a goal scorer this year. He still is holding that 9 goals. This kid who played for UNO 2 seasons ago still has the lead right now for postseason goals. 9 goals.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What about G-Force?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. He's not so much a goal scorer in the grand scheme of it. He's going to get goals, but he's a setup guy. He's an incredible playmaker. He warmed up late, and you see how many times he set somebody up?
Yes.
He makes the play. I mean, when you get into that kind of hockey, the real goal scorer isn't the guy who finally puts it in the net. It's really the pass before.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you score.
Because it's selfless.
That primary assist, because you have to fool that goalie so well to be like, I'm doing this, you're looking at me, and then it's got to be a dish to a guy who buries it.
Okay.
And Genzel was really setting that up. I thought he was going to get one last night.
God, I was hoping he did. But
I know,
you know what?
We were hoping for the game winner. But then it went into overtime and double OT, and it was like, geez.
Just anybody.
This was any second. Now I'm like, man, Ottawa's going to win this.
Oh, man.
And when that Genzel, when Kunitz scored that goal, I don't know if you were yelling at the TV. It was like, I was just yelling, shoot! Shoot! Because this goalie, Molly, for Ottawa stopped everything.
That was amazing.
Oh my God.
And what's, maybe it's good or bad, the goalie for Nashville is even better.
Great.
He's the hottest guy in the postseason right now.
Wow. Well, that should make a good game then. I mean, a good series for the Stanley Cup, because this Ottawa and Penn was a great series. I mean, I was watching the goalie for Ottawa was just, I mean, that's amazing how that guy would just catch everything and block everything out. It's unbelievable, actually. And I was like, wow.
And that poor guy, when he takes his helmet off, the goalie for Ottawa, he looked like that cartoon character Caillou. Molly, do your kids know who that guy is?
Yes. That show is awful, but yes.
That poor goalie.
Every mother just had a visceral reaction. They're like, oh, okay. I was so happy that lasted for like a hot second. I was like, let's watch anything else.
Why is it such a bad show? Why is Caillou bad?
Because he's just this whiny little kid. He's like, hey.
He's just a whiner?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like one of those kids shows where you're just excited when they get past that.
So, Molly, look up Craig Anderson.
Okay.
And then just click on a picture of him when he's not wearing a helmet.
Where is he? Where did he go to college, you know?
He's an American. He's an Illinois boy, Molly.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I figured, because Anderson.
Oh, my God, totally. Canadian. Wow, that's just...
Like, hockey goalies look so sweet in their gear, and their helmets are badass. I mean, I'm telling you why I always thought little boys would love hockey is when I grew up, I was into knights.
Yes!
I was into swords and helmets and Game of Thrones. I was a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And hockey is the equivalent on ice. You're wearing armor.
You have a helmet with
a faceplate, and your sword in your hand is your hockey stick.
Yeah.
And goalies look like they're holding a shield because they have that blocker and their stick. I mean, it is awesome. It's knights on ice.
Yeah.
And so Craig Anderson looks so cool until he takes his helmet off, and you're like, oh,
never mind. Put the helmet back on. How mean is that? Just so cruel.
I mean, it's just so, I know.
He's like, really? I'm laughing all the way to the bank, buddy. Guess what? Ha, ha, ha.
I know the amount of money everybody makes anymore. And hockey players don't get paid like they're not getting baseball money or NBA or football money. It's still pretty good.
Is there a cap?
Yeah.
No, there's team caps.
Okay, so there's team caps, but that stands in the way of it being too crazy. Yeah,
so the NHL has had some collective bargaining, and they've made some deals now where it's sane now. Like, there were contracts that were stupid.
Oh,
when
when
you give one guy too much money, it blows up the entire league, and it's terrible for teams.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes that team like a decade to get
them
out from underneath. No, you have to pay that cap. If you ever get into the math of cap space, sometimes they're trading a guy. There's teams that are trading players that are no longer in the league.
Oh, really?
But they still own their cap space because they'd signed that guy to an 8-year deal. And that goes on your thing. Like, nope.
Sorry.
You have to pay that.
Oh, wow.
So there's unlimited money to spend.
Yeah.
By certain teams. That's why you have league caps on teams. So you can only spend so many millions of dollars. So if I'm dumb enough to go, I'm going to give Big Party all this money because he's so amazing.
Yeah.
And then you suck 2 years from now and I gave you an 8 or 10 year deal.
You're screwed.
I have to pay that salary.
Oh, gosh.
I got to put it on the books.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's weird monkey math. I don't know how they do it. But God, what a fun place to live in.
Yes.
We need to get an agent.
Any agents out there looking for some help, we'll take you.
We'll hire a hockey agent.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
A hockey agent, they're like, come in, they're like, I don't know what his goal scores are. Yeah. They're like, these guys are dumb DJs.
He's like, missing teeth. That'd actually be a good bit. Just for any kind of thing, your agent is an old hockey agent. Mm-hmm. How you guys doing? Hey, oh yeah, that's a good show. They're doing real good. I think they're going to need a little bit more money.
Okay, yeah. Sure, yeah. Okay.
And then he gets us a deal in Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, it's a good show.
You're like, I don't
you got
speak
traded.
French Canadian. It's more you're Quebec City. Can you speak some French?
It all picks back up Monday. It's going to be a great series. And you know what? Get your kids to watch at least one.
I think
fall in
so
love,
too.
Man.
If you got little boys that play hockey or little girls, girls are getting into it now. The fun stuff to root for. I think kids will like Nashville. Yeah. But if you want to be a homer, the Pittsburgh Penguins have two UNO Mavericks. We've got Josh Archibald and Jake Guentzel. And it's Sidney Crosby and Malkin are two of the greatest players in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, and if you're a soccer fan even, you'll love it. You'll get the game. You'll get the I was watching the boys last night. It's all we watched the whole time, which is nice, you know. So, all right, 402-938-9400. That's into the show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Labor News, Molly, what's up?
So Ed Sheeran is the latest celebrity rocker to try fighting back on scalpers. You know, that's always been the big trend lately. A lot of these artists are, you know, trying to put a stop to scalping. You know, that there's tickets sell out and then their poor fans go to buy them and they're $1 million. So Ed Sheeran is trying to work with an anti-scalping website called Twickets. I have never heard of this.
Twickets.
Twickets.
Have you got your Twickets? And you're like, I don't know if that's a real website. If he has a weird, like he has a speech thing. I don't want to be politically incorrect. The guy's like, no, I don't have a speech impediment. It's called Twickets.
It's run Twickets. By Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. Why are you saying that? You're like, so it's to help people get resale tickets to a sold out 2018 Australia tour. So it's not here locally, but it's like in Australia. Face value. Rather than marked up prices. So a $168 ticket to an Ed Sheeran concert can be found on other websites for $3,500.
Well, what do you do about supply and demand? People want.
They want it.
As long as someone's willing to pay for it.
Yeah, the Ed Sheeran here, those tickets are $200+.
What we get sad about, here's the real thing that needs to be helped, is ticket brokers go out there and they buy so many tickets.
Yeah.
Let's say, in theory, I buy 2,000 tickets. I don't have to sell all of them.
No, you don't.
I only just have to sell like 500 of them for those elevated prices. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're gouging that supply to create that demand.
But then there's no sellout. Then you go to the concert and there's all these empty seats.
No, I'm with you. It's like, why does every concert sell out? Bink! Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're already bought.
There's a big... I think there's a lot of entangling bad guys involved that I think everybody is
Think about that, Jeff.
Actually, the system's working.
They get that maybe they buy the tickets in bulk, whatever kind of deal they're getting, or maybe they buy them face value. All right, we'll just say they bought it for $50 a piece. They sell them for $200 a piece. That's four tickets right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
You don't have to sell. Yeah. They can eat a lot of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to me, the fan?
Yeah.
No, but it sucks, though.
I would have used one of those tickets.
I mean, well, I'm a fan. I'm buying artist. Because I want to go see the deal. I'm not I'm not buying the ticket for a business.
Yeah.
Right. How many business people are buying tickets versus actual fans? Tickets
well, I think when you're the artist, you want a champion for your fans. I mean, as the artist, you want as many butts in seats. I mean, you're not going to, you want to have a full house of people who
are... Well, it's also the only way you make your money now. You're not making money through album sales, so you got to actually get people buying tickets.
I don't know, but how do these brokers buy those mass amount of tickets like that? How do you do that?
Probably computer bots
bots.
That go on there that are lining it up. That's why when you're trying to buy a ticket, me and you have to keep going, I'm not a robot. How many of these are streets?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, those dumb things that I still don't pass and I am a human. I fail the robot test all the time. I'm like, dude.
How many pictures have a sign on it? Or a house, house number's awesome. Cause I'm like, I don't know.
I got to get my glasses on.
You know,
I can't read that.
I'm just trying to buy two tickets. Yeah. I'm not a bot.
I know. Two tickets at a time is how it happens. So Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's divorce is coming back up again. There's a new lawsuit. Okay, so Amber Heard did this movie called London Fields, and it, apparently she plays this femme fatale and is supposed to do all these like super graphic sex scenes. And I guess it was a problem when Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were together. It was a, you know, a little bit of their relationship. So she opted out of doing it, even after she told like producers, I'll do it. And then she was like, you know what? My husband's giving me a lot of heat. Johnny doesn't want me to. Well, now the producers are pushing back because apparently they went and used a body double to shoot what they call, like what the some people are claiming are pornographic sex scenes, making it look like it's Amber Heard, but it's not. And so the producers are sort of like blaming Johnny for the fact that the film unraveled when in actuality it was just, it sounds like
that's
it's a dog
terrible.
Of a film.
That's so bad. Now, where can I find it?
Exactly. You're like, hold on a second. What's it called again? This weekend.
That is disgusting.
Oh.
Where can I get it?
No, but seriously, where can I find her? This weekend, though, Johnny Depp in theaters, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
I hear it's just a stink bomb.
I'm
what
sure.
It is.
Baywatch is also in theaters. So there's that.
Baywatch actually looks funny.
It looks funny. But I'm wondering if it's the
Rock
case
makes
of like.
It funny.
But I wonder if it's a case of like you have seen all the funny parts in the trailer. You know, sometimes you go to see the movie, you're like, oh,
good.
But don't you agree that all three of us will see that, but we're all like, when's it come out at Redbox?
Yes.
Like, I would get that at Redbox now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to the theater.
No. But I would like order it on demand.
Totally.
Be like, whew, yeah, sure. I wouldn't even have to get off my couch. Done and done. Send me the bill.
Like, I'm glad I went to a movie theater and saw Aliens.
Yeah. Oh, that some yes. are... Some are absolutely movie theater worthy. Baywatch, you're right. Redbox.
And by the way, the movie theater at Midtown Crossing is still totally open. And it's still such an awesome theater.
Yeah, it is.
I hurt the girl's feelings when I said, aren't you guys closing?
Yeah. She's like, what?
Ow.
That's such a sweet theater, man.
Yeah, it is.
Next that weekend.
Remember, that was the first one of its kind in Omaha.
That you remember? Order food.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Order food to Cinedine.
Have a waitress, have a waiter.
I'm excited. Next weekend is Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot. Right. Next weekend is when Wonder Woman hits theaters.
Yeah.
Cool. Did you see Guardians? So we would tell people if you want to get out and go to a movie, Guardians and Alien Covenant are awesome.
I've not seen Guardians. Have you, Jeff? Have you seen Guardians?
Guardians, okay, though, is getting 81% critic, 90% fan score.
Okay.
Baywatch already 19.
19.
Ooh. Critic score, but a 63% fan score. So that means people are like, shut up, yep.
And Pirates of the Caribbean?
Party fool. 31% critic score, 81% fan score.
The fart score. That's on the fart level.
Well, we're farts, so
yeah.
I don't think we're critics.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have my film critic review degree.
Okay. So we're over in the fart category.
Blowing hot air.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.